106.7 WTLC. I'm JC, and coming up on Saturday night, this is going to be a movie that everybody's going to be talking about. I'm talking about TV1's The Under Shepherd. It's a Russ Parr film, and it's a story about when a pastor falls and a church rises, and it stars Isaiah Washington and Lamont Rucker and the guy I call The Voice, Keith David, Elise Neal. And I have the pleasure of talking to a talented actress. You know her from her roles in A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, Idlewild, The Wood, and of course her role as Bird on the Showtime series Soul Food. I am talking about the divine and fine Melinda Williams. Thank you for joining us today.
Divine and fine. I like that.
Would you give our listeners a little preview without giving away too much of what's The Under Shepherd is about and the rundown about this amazing cast that you're in?
Yeah, I think you are correct in saying that everyone will be talking about it. And I think it's primarily due to the fact that there is a lot of subject matter that gets covered in this film that we don't necessarily get to see very often, particularly from an African-American cast. We have Robin Lee, Isaiah Washington, Elise Neal, as you mentioned, Clifton Powell, Lamont Rucker, Vanessa Bell Calloway, yes, The Voice, Keith David, who is amazing in the film. You know, I like to say collectively between us, we have about a century's worth of film and television experience under our belt. So,
yeah.
You know, we all are very seasoned actors and we're all just bringing, you know, we're bringing the fire. I think our leader in all of this was Isaiah Washington because he is the central character in this film, and Isaiah is very intense.
Very menacing.
Very menacing. Again, he will be the character that you love to hate. We're dealing with abuse. We're dealing with corruption. You're dealing with eating disorders. Again, things that we don't necessarily see very often, and I think a lot of people who are going through similar issues will certainly be touched, but, you know, again, it's something to watch. It's something to see.
Yeah, I saw the clip with Isaiah Washington and Vanessa Bell Calloway when he says, "I am God," and it just had that devilish laugh, and then it was like showtime. I'm like, wow, that dude.
Right, and the funny part about is that part about that is, you know, you have a lot of organizations that, you know, these heads and CEOs fall victim to the greed and the corruption. But how many of them would you really figure would say it out of their mouth? They may be thinking it, they may be acting it out, but they wouldn't necessarily say it.
Right.
This man definitely says everything. I mean, he has no filter, unfortunately. He's just like the quintessential narcissist who has no filter, and he will tell you exactly what he feels. I am God.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
When one thinks he's bulletproof, it goes down from there. I'm telling you.
You know, the bigger they come, the harder they fall.
So yes, indeed.
You'll see in the film, you'll see his rise to power,
uh-huh. And
you'll see his unfortunate demise in the film as well.
Now, what was your first thought after reading the script by Russ Parr?
Wow. I called him. He actually originally asked me to play a different role, and I called him and I said, no. I said, I have to play this wife role, particularly because she was abused emotionally and psychologically, and I understood the depth of what the arc that this character took. I understood it personally.
Mm-hmm.
I understood it from my own personal experiences as well as experiences from people who were very close to me. What I could do with this character from the beginning of seeing her trying to hold it all together through to the end to see her, you know, completely falling apart and completely losing herself in trying to maintain this image of being this perfect woman.
We're talking to Melinda Williams, one of many stars in the Russ Parr-directed film called The Under Shepherd, premiering this Saturday night at 8 p.m. on TV1, and it will have a replay on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. You know, it's already been said that this is a film your pastor doesn't want you to see. What do you think about that?
I would hope that no one would say it's a film your pastor doesn't want you to see. I think, listen, if the shoe fits, you're going to have to put it on and wear it proudly.
Well,
I think your pastor would only not want you to see it if he or she were involved in you know, something that hit a little bit too close to home and the truth speaks to that particular person. But if, you know, you're on the up and up and your nose is clean, then you have nothing to worry about.
Okay, let's change gears real quick. You know the old saying that if I had a nickel for every time I've been called this, you know where I'm heading to, right?
Yes.
How often when somebody sees, hey, there's Bird! There's Bird! Bird! Hey, Bird!
I would be an extreme... extremely wealthy woman. But, you know, I tell everybody, to me, it's a compliment because it just means that I did my job. Like,
yes, you
I
did.
Made an impression that will not leave you. And, you know, and that's all I ever hoped for during my career is to make an impact.
Yes, indeed. You know, because it's so hard to believe that show's been off the air for 9 years. I can't believe it's been 9 years. And it seems like the 5 seasons of that show just went by so quick.
It did go by quickly. It was something that I think people were hungry for at the time. And we remain hungry for that, for family shows.
Right.
So I think that's part of why it's been able to stand the test of time. It's classic. I mean, that subject matter is universal. It's not as though it's dated. Timeless.
You know what? Now, if there could be a 10 years later reunion for this show, I mean, if the best man can make a sequel, I mean, why can't you guys, you know?
I think we could. And the funny part is that we are all still very close. We talk very often. I mean, it's been 10 years, but our relationship, the relationships that we've built during that show still remain today.
You know, I think it would be very interesting to see what the characters are up to 10 years later.
Yeah, I think it would, too. So I'll put that out there with you.
All right. Folks, check out The Under Shepherd premiering Saturday night, 8 p.m. on TV1. And once again, it will be re-airing at 5:30 on Sunday. Check your local cable listings, or as I would say, have a friend DVR it for you, or just invite yourself over and take over their couch and watch it. Hey, before we go, do you have a Facebook, Twitter, or a website where people can follow you?
I do. You can follow me on Twitter at Mullins World.
Okay.
Or you can go to my website, melindawilliams.com, and I will be tweeting the night of the show premiere as well.
All right. Now, I got to tell you, it's Melinda with an A, so folks, don't spell it wrong. It's Melinda with an A.
Thank you. Yeah, correct.
Well, thank you very much for your time and much continued success. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll be watching on this Saturday. If not Sunday, or both.
I hope you enjoy it.
That's Melinda Williams, everybody, on 106.7 WTLC.